Hey love bugs, it's P. Ryan. I hope y'all have been doing well. Since we've last been together, so much has happened. These past two seasons of Rose and Thorns have wrapped with some really powerful interviews, and I've been working super hard behind the scenes to expand the show's reach. Now I'm happy to announce that the Rose and Thorns podcast will be the Rose and Thorns late night show on BET+. Okay, that was a total April Fool's joke and a total waste of your time, but let's get into the real. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like April Fool's is an everyday occurrence because I happen to be attracted romantically and sexually to men. Now, I don't know if it's something in the water, something in the Maker's Mark, something in the tequila, but the men in these streets be wilding out. They wild out in romantic relationships, in sexual relationships, in friendships. Shoot, they even wild out in acquaintances, if we're being honest. So you know what I decided to do? I decided to give men the mic this season and demand that they explore what needs to be done for them to do better and be better. Now, I just want to give you the heads up. The things that we find out from this season, or from season 3, it won't be exhaustive, right? We're not going to find out all of the things that make men tick in just one season. But I hope that the narratives that come to this show provide just different perspectives to the ways that men move and motivate some of our male listeners to do their own work and to live a higher quality life. Now let's get into Rose and Thorns season 3. Men are sick.